Good evening, this is Akashvani and I'm Anita Thapar with the news at 9. The headlines. Festival of Vijayadashami is being celebrated across the country. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi participate in the Shara celebrations at Lal Kila Maidan in Delhi. PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan completes 3 years of transforming country's infrastructure landscape. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited becomes 14th Maharatna Central Public Sector Enterprise. Registration for the Prime Minister's internship scheme begins to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during current financial year. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand beat Bangladesh by 8 wickets at Sharjah. An men's cricket match underway between India and Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International at Hyderabad. The festival of Vijayadashami or Dashera is being celebrated with religious fervour and enthusiasm across the country. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the Dashera celebrations at Lal Kila Maidan in Delhi. They witnessed the burning of effigies of the demon king Ravan, his brother Kumbhakaran and son Meghnad, which signifies the victory of good over evil. Thousands of people attended the Dashera program organized by the Sri Dharmik Leela Committee at Lal Kila Maidan. In Karnataka, the 10-day-long Mysuru Dasara festival culminated with a grand Jambu Savari or elephant procession on the Vijayadashami day today. Chief Minister Siddharamaya offered floral obeisance to Goddess Chamundeshwari, placed on the 750 kilograms golden howdah carried by the Sera elephant Abhimanyu during the Kumbha Lagna. We now go live to our correspondent Sudhindra for more details. Sudhindra, tell us about the historical significance of the Dasara festival in Mysuru.
Well, you see, it is believed that Dasara festival was celebrated by Vijayanagara kings in the 15th century and thereafter followed by the Wadiyar royalty in Mysuru. Well, it is the celebration of victory of good over evil.
Sudhindra, how's the festival celebrated for 10 days?
Well, the 10 days long Dasara festival in Mysuru draws a lot of tourists as it is the amalgamation of tradition, culture, heritage and modernity. Goddess Chamundeshwari is worshipped and taken in a procession, which is the highlight of the festival. And the 10 days festival provides platform for poets, classical singers, folk artists, artisans, sportspersons, foodies and film buffs. The Dasara exhibition, as always, drew large crowd and the visitors thronged Mysuru Palace, which is illuminated with 95,000 lights. And on the Vijayadashmi day today, the grand procession and spectacular drone display along with torchlight parade and fireworks gave the 10 days long Dasara festival a grand farewell.
In Uttar Pradesh, the traditional Tilakotsav ceremony of Gorakshapita Dishwar was held at the Goraknath temple in Gorakhpur on the auspicious occasion of Vijayadashami. We bring you a report.
During this event, saints and sages honoured Gorakshapithadishwar and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath by applying Tilak. In accordance with the special tradition of the Nath sect, they bowed before him. In return, Pithadishwar Yogi Adityanath applied Tilak to them and blessed them. He also performed a special pujan at temple on the occasion. Following this, devotees and public representative also paid their respect to Gorakshapithadishwar and received his blessings. On this part, Yogi Adityanath extended Vijayadashmi wishes to all presents. With Sushil Chandra Tiwari's report from Lucknow, Naveen Saxena, Akashvani News.
In Jammu, over 4 lakh pilgrims paid obeisance at the revered shrine of Shri Mata Vaishno Devi during the auspicious Sharadiya Navratri this year. A report.
Dasara, the festival symbolizing the victory of good over evil, was celebrated across Jammu region and the main celebration took place at the parade ground in Jammu, where the effigies of the Ravan, his son Meghnad and his brother Kumbhakaran were set on fire in the traditional manner. A large crowd gathered at the parade ground to witness the Dasara festivities. Navratra celebrations, the sacred 9-day-long Shat Chandi Maha Yagya organized by the Shri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board for world peace, prosperity and human well-being also concluded with great reverence and devotion on Mahanavami. This is N. Gulshrana for Akashvani News from Jammu.
Reports of the Dasara celebrations have also come in from various other states and abroad. In Nepal on Vijayadashami, Tika Day, there was a long queue outside Kumari Temple and other goddess temples across the country. Dashain is the biggest festival in Nepal, and the Tika celebration marks the final day of the Bada Dashain festivities when families come together. In Sri Lanka, the festive spirit of Durga Puja is being witnessed in Colombo, with members of the Indian diaspora celebrating the 10-day festival with enthusiasm and devotion. PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan for Multimodal Connectivity has completed 3 years today, having achieved significant milestones in transforming the country's infrastructure landscape. This master plan was launched in 2021 to provide multimodal connectivity infrastructure to various economic zones. PM Gati Shakti has integrated 44 central ministries and 36 states and union territories for planning and executing infrastructure projects. It has achieved a milestone of assessing 208 big-ticket infrastructure projects worth over 15 lakh crore rupees of various ministries. The national logistics policy under the scheme aims to reduce logistics costs, improve India's Logistics Performance Index, LPI, ranking to be among the top 25 countries by 2030, and promote data-driven decision-making. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that PM Gati Shakti has brought a paradigm shift in how India plans and implements infrastructure projects. In a major boost to the border infrastructure, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today virtually inaugurated and dedicated to the nation 75 infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation, BRO, at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states and union territories, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. In the virtual inauguration ceremony, the Defence Minister said, after the NDA government came into power, the Northeast and border states have been brought back to the mainstream of development. The government has approved the upgradation of Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, HAL, to 14th Maharatna Central Public Sector Enterprise. In a social media post, Department of Public Enterprises said Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has approved the upgradation of Hindustan Aeronautics Limited to Maharatna CPSE. It said the proposal has earlier been recommended by the Interministerial Committee, headed by the Finance Secretary, and the Apex Committee, headed by the Cabinet Secretary. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited is a Department of Defence Production CPSE with an annual turnover of 28,162 crore rupees. Haryana Acting Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini has said that the swearing-in ceremony of the new government will be held on the 17th of October. Talking to journalists in Ladwa today, he said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the swearing-in ceremony and the top leadership of the BJP will also participate.
सभी राष्ट्र नेता और सभी मुख्यमंत्री इस शपथ ग्रहण समारोह में निमंत्रण दिया है और 17 तारीख को पंचकुला जो परेड ग्राउंड है वहां पर इसका स्थान निश्चित हुआ है.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The registration has begun for the Prime Minister's internship scheme this evening at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. A report.
Prime Minister's internship scheme aims at providing real-world job experience to 1 crore youth of the country in the age group of 21 to 24 years over the next 5 years in India's top 500 companies. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. An intern will receive monthly financial assistance of 5,000 rupees for 12 months and a one-time grant of 6,000 rupees. With Anupam Mishra, Sumit Saha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi from tomorrow till the 19th of October. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to the three African nations. We bring you a report.
This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to the three African nations. On the first leg of the visit, President will visit Algeria from tomorrow till 15th October. During the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the President of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Abdelmajid Tebboune, and other major leaders. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on the 16th October. The visit is taking place at a time when Mauritania is holding the presidency of African Union. On the last leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Malawi from 17th to 19th October. During the visit, the president is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with Malawi's leadership and interact with key trade and industry leaders and the Indian diaspora. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Delhi.
The Commission for Air Quality Management has directed state governments and district administrations to intensify vigilance against paddy stubble burning during harvest season. The Commission has deputed 26 central teams to the hotspot districts in Punjab and Haryana to set up a paddy stubble management cell at Chandigarh and continuous monitoring of the field-level actions. However, a total of 267 paddy residue burning events were reported in Punjab and 187 burning events in Haryana from the 15th of September till the 9th of October this year. India has called upon the government of Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of all minorities and their places of worship, especially during festival time. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry has expressed serious concern over the attack on a puja mandap in Tanti Bazar, Dhaka, and the theft at the revered Jesho Reshwari Kali Temple at Satkhira. The United Nations Children's Fund has said that Indian suppliers are the third largest provider of the organization's health and ration support to children globally. Indian businesses have supplied goods and services worth nearly $6 billion to UNICEF for its global work. UNICEF Supply Division Director Leela Pakala, who was on her first ever official visit to India, said that Indian suppliers of life-saving goods and services for children are key to UNICEF's work for children globally. In men's cricket, chasing the target of 298 runs, Bangladesh were 5-for-1 in one over in the third T20 international match at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad when reports last came in. Earlier, India had set a target of 297 runs for Bangladesh in 20 stipulated overs. Sanju Samson scored 111 in 47 balls. India won the toss and elected to bat first. With a 2-0 lead in the three-match series, India is looking to a clean sweep against Bangladesh. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, chasing the target of 107 runs, South Africa was 7 for no loss in one over in a Group B match at Dubai. When the reports last came in, earlier Bangladesh had scored 106 runs. Bangladesh won the toss and decided to bat first. Earlier, in a Group A match, New Zealand beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in Sharjah. New Zealand chased the target of 116 in 17.3 overs. Electing to bat first, Sri Lanka scored 115 at the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In football, the Indian men's team hold host Vietnam to a 1-1 draw in a friendly match at the Thien Trong Stadium in Nam Dinh this evening. After having conceded an own goal due to a cheap fumble by goalkeeper and skipper Gurpreet Singh Sandhu in the 38th minute, India's Farooq Chowdhury executed a beautifully chipped shot of the Vietnamese goalkeeper in the 58th minute to get back on level terms. India have failed to register a win in their last 13th match. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy rainfall activity is likely to continue over South Interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe and Tamil Nadu during the next 5 to 6 days. It has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur and Tripura during the next 2 days. The weather agency said that conditions are favourable for further withdrawal of the southwest monsoon from remaining parts of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Festival of Vijayadashami is being celebrated across the country. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi participate in the Dashera celebrations at Lal Kila Maidan in Delhi. PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan completes 3 years of transforming country's infrastructure landscape. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited becomes 14th Maharatna Central Public Sector Enterprise. Registration for Prime Minister's internship scheme begins to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during current financial year. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand beat Bangladesh by 8 wickets at Sharjah. And in men's cricket match underway between India and Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International at Hyderabad. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.